The sun blasted against our environment-reinforced uniforms. We were moving through the Great Barrier Desert, a massive tainted zone larger than the new Arkham Dust Zone by several orders of magnitude. Our dust masks and goggles kept the worst of the radioactive sand away, but not all. I was leading Gamma Squadron Rangers and carried a T-17 heavy assault rifle in my hands. We were on foot, having left our jeeps to recharge their solar batteries. All of us were carrying more equipment than usual, looking like a collection of walking arsenals. Recon and extermination missions were usually the most dangerous, and we were equipped accordingly. But there was something about this mission which made us double stock on weaponry. Strangely, the thing I was most aware of was the weathered Stetson on top of my head and the leather duster around my back. That was my single most cherished possession, a legacy from my father. He'd been a member of Gamma Squadron before me, and I'd requested the right to wear his hat. It was stupidly romantic of me, but I sometimes felt his ghost was looking out for us. I felt it was the least he could do after trying to murder me as a child. "Look alive, Gammas," I spoke into the microphone hidden in my mask. "We should be spotting this black cathedral any time now." I remembered our mission now. It was an errand of mercy. We were performing a rogue operation the Council of Leaders never would have approved of. We were just supposed to scout the area, find out the local tribes' numbers and armaments, but one of their chiefs had persuaded us to look into a series of mass kidnappings. Our team wasn't at full strength, only the six of us remaining from our original 8-man squadron, but the remnant had neglected to reinforce us. We'd just have to make do. I'd exceeded our orders by taking us on this investigation, but there had been children involved. Children always change things. They were the one universally precious thing to all of humanity. Whoever was taking slaves from the local villages wanted especially young captives. That was enough to melt even the hardest soldier's heart. Well, almost. "I still don't know why we're looking into a bunch of illiterate savages having their brats stolen," Joseph Stevens said behind me. A blonde-haired and blue-eyed man's man, Stevens seemed to think he was a purer example of humanity than other members of the squadron, ludicrous as that may be. "If we manage to get them back, they'll probably eat them. Then they'll try and eat us." "You're doing this because I ordered you to," I said in response. In fact, that wasn't strictly true. I'd asked for volunteers, and Stevens was the only one to object.
"You're a heartless bastard, Stevens," Jessica said, speaking in a smooth southern drawl. She was a pretty brown-haired girl underneath her mask and armor,
something which many individuals had noticed on our treks across the wasteland. It was fruitless, though. Jessica wasn't interested in a relationship. She might gently flirt, but she'd lost her husband only a year ago during the color incident. I felt more than a little guilt for the fact I hadn't been able to pull him out of it alive. There was also what had happened to her children. Frankly, I didn't understand how she continued to function, much less joke around. "It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires in people's minds," Jeremiah Jimmy Schmidt said, quoting some figure from Old Earth's past. Jimmy was the most educated of us, despite being the youngest. I was a distant second, understanding roughly half of the references he made. Occasionally, he'd catch flack from Stevens for his African descent. It was one of the reasons why I'd made a number of requests for the latter's reassignment, not the least because I was every bit as black as Jimmy. "This whole cathedral is probably just a hoax. Don't you think we would have noticed a huge stone temple sticking out in the middle of the desert?" Stevens was clearly more nervous than he was letting on. Part of that had to be his own superstitious fear of the wasteland. I was of the mind that Stevens was more ignorant than actively malicious, but his manner had always grated on me. Still, he was a part of my squadron, and that meant he was closer than anyone but family.